you are to witness to the papacy. All we've said, you might say, is a prelude to this. The readiness to suffer for loyalty to the Vicar of Christ. I know all I speak, how well I know. All the joy for a whole year. Remember, our community in Detroit was a priest from China, 28 years in a Chinese prison, because he refused to disown the Bishop of Rome. Finally, he was put into a prison where a Jesuit bishop was also jailed. The man had been in the seminary before he was thrown into prison. 28 years in prison. Finally, in secret, the bishop ordained him a priest. Oh, I said to myself, Hardin, you weakling, to talk with his man across the table, a living martyr for the papacy. That's what America needs. Martyrs for the papacy. Men, women, and children who are so deeply convinced that Christ appointed Peter and Peter's successors to speak for Jesus on earth. And therefore, recognizing that the teachings of the Pope, the teachings of Jesus Christ, never has my fourth vow as a Jesuit of obedience to the Vicar of Christ meant more to me than in our day. But the joy of suffering in defense of that on which for 2,000 years the stability of the church depended, and on which until the end of time the Catholic Church will rely for loyalty to Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
in the time of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.